Final preparations for the Yukon Quest are underway. Over the weekend, participants in the 1,000-mile main event and shorter Quest 300 dropped off bags of race food and gear for distribution to checkpoints along the trail. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Running a long sled dog race isn't like mushing to the North Pole, but it is a major undertaking that requires thinking of everything you might need for 10 days to 2 weeks on the trail. Yukon Quest Fairbanks checkpoint manager Mark Winterstein says mushers pack the bags that will be distributed to checkpoints with a range of food and supplies.
The plastic runners for the sleds, replacement runners, and booties for the dogs, maybe spare harnesses, like what else? Dog food, of course, and snacks and treats and stuff like that. That's typically like the stuff they normally put in. Oh, batteries for their headlamps. That's a pretty important one, too. Because they can't get any outside help, so they have to prepare ahead of time for all the stuff they'll need along the way.
Winterstein says some mushers are very particular about what they send out, like Quest veteran Bill Pinkham, whose bags carry some fancy cuisine.
Freeze-dried cheesecake. And he had like all these freeze-dried, like, or, you know, gourmet meals and stuff like that. And I thought that was pretty cool. Like, he's eating pretty fancy on the trail.
Winterstein says on average, mushers drop off about 40 up to 40-pound bags each. He says they send as many as 10 bags to some checkpoints and as few as one to others. Quest veteran Dan Caduce of Chattanooga says the number and contents of bags reflect the running schedule mushers lay out for themselves before the race.
When you pack your drop bags, you kind of plan how long each of your runs are going to be. You're not really sure how long each of those are going to take, but you know how far you're going to go. So I just kind of work from there.
This year, mushers have tweaked their plans for the last part of the 1,000-mile race to reflect a change in the location of the final checkpoint. It's moving from Chena Hot Springs to Twin Bears Camp, chopping the final run from 100 miles to 55 miles. Because mushers are required to rest 8 hours at the last checkpoint, Caduce says strategies will likely change.
You're going to see teams doing fairly unheard of runs to get to Twin Bears that wasn't happening in the past. Knowing that you had a nearly 100-mile run to the finish line, you wouldn't quite burn so hard to the last checkpoint. But now, knowing that you've just got a regular 50-plus-mile flat run to the finish line, people are going to, you know, potentially run a long ways to get there.
Caduce says he's hoping for a smooth run that allows him to stick to his pre-race plan and finish strong. But right now, he and other racers are just focused on readying for the start, February 14th in Whitehorse. The hundreds of supply bags mushers dropped off in Fairbanks Saturday and at a similar event in Whitehorse will be trucked and flown to checkpoints to await mushers along the trail. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.